certainly most of the LSE troubles, which were reflected elsewhere in Britain and in France and Germany and the USA, were internationalist, and the very biggest issue was Vietnam and the big Vietnam solidarity demonstrations were very well supported and with a lot of enthusiasm. And I think people generally were getting a bit fed up of just saying everyone should be nice and we should ban the bomb and East and West should be friends. And I think there was a mood of active support for liberation struggles in the sense of armed guerrilla uprisings in the Third World, in Vietnam, Cuba before that, and Cuba's attempts in other Latin American countries, and in Angola and Mozambique. And it was towards the end of my time at the LSE, I was there for 4 years, that we had some direct contacts with MPLA and Frelimo. And I remember organising a meeting where the MPLA representative to Europe, who was based in Belgrade, José Condés, came and spoke here at the LSE, here in London at the LSE, about their struggle. And my first involvement with COFMAG, the Committee for Freedom in Mozambique, Angola and Guinea, I wasn't a leader in that at that time, and it was Tony Gifford and Polly Gaster and those people that had set it up. In fact, Tony, I think, set it up initially as Committee for Freedom in Mozambique after visiting liberated areas of Mozambique probably in 1965. I'm not sure of the exact date. And he was very impressed with what he saw and very supportive. And I remember collating and stapling as they came off the Gestetner pages of a magazine called Guerrilheiro, Portuguese word for guerrilla. And that was the magazine of COFMAG, and that was one of my earliest involvements with them.